Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from Washington, D.C., Congressman Crescent Hardy of CD4 for the whole show on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association. Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, on Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington, we're very delighted to welcome to the program Congressman Crescent Hardy of CD4. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Like most Americans, you've been watching TV over the last couple of weeks. You've been seeing this incredible flow of migrants, Syrian migrants and others, coming across into Europe. Germany's taking 800,000 of these refugees. What do you think the United States' role should be in this?
At this point, I don't know what the role should be. I can't tell you exactly what it should be, but I think it's great that they're actually taking on these immigrants. I think it's when they're refugees of such that I think we have an obligation to help where we can. We continue to send dollars. Never know that where if it gets to where it's supposed to go, but I think we need to consider maybe some of those helps with these countries. And they are commitments, but hopefully they don't have to fill those many people in those spots.
You know, it's been interesting to watch the German people versus the Hungarian government in terms of what they've been offering these refugees as they come. Do you think that there's a similar outpouring in the United States? I certainly feel it.
I feel that there's a similar outpouring. I think the German chancellor and those folks have taken the right step and a different outpouring, but I think it's a different makeup of people also, a different challenge, set of challenges and different abilities also.
Let's get to the business of Congress. As we're taping this, Congress is back in session after the Labor Day holiday. Do you think the spending caps are going to be lifted? Because that's going to be one of the big fights that is going to be going on over the next couple of weeks. Actually, you've got 12 days, really, to get this done.
I don't see the spending caps getting lifted. I think it might become a challenge, but I think there's going to be there's already a budget in place. I think it's set to where I'd like to see things move. It's going to be a challenge to get those caps lifted.
Do you think it's going to end up with a continuing resolution?
Unfortunately, I believe it is, and that's frustrating for a guy like myself, new here. I think it's our obligation to come up with a budget, which we've come up with a budget. We've tried to get through the appropriations. You know, the budget process, I've been told, and the statistics show that we've moved a budget through the House the fastest it's been done since 1974. So we're doing the work. It's budget balances after 9 years. I'd like it to budget to balance right now, but I know that's not a chance that's going to happen. But it can balance it after 9 years. We've also had appropriations bills moving through the House faster than they've moved in since 1974. We could move forward with more appropriations bills, but they're not getting through the Senate because of individuals blocking that opportunity to get those appropriations bills done in a proper manner that helps us do that balanced budget.
Would you be willing to see the budget caps lifted if the money was to go towards the military?
I think we've funded sufficient for this time to the military. We've done some things in the House budget that will help strengthen the military and not weaken it further than it already is.
All right, let's turn to some. I'm going to play devil's advocate here with some comments from Senator Reid. In endorsing one of your opponents, Reuben Kiwan, Senator Reid referred to you as pro-yucca, anti-everything, out-of-touch Washington Republican. Let's give them some answers. Let's start with pro-yucca. Under what circumstances?
You know, here's the discussion. And I don't know how people took it so far out of context. But as a freshman, coming out here on the Hill and had the opportunity to listen to certain individuals and different chairmanships discuss their goals and their strategies, the Energy and Commerce said that was one of their number one goals, is to move Yucca Mountain ahead. I believe that we're just one of 49 other, or 50 other states. So there's 49 of us potentially that could be against us. I think we should make sure that we are in that discussion. I want to make sure that we have an open discussion. To just continue to say no and people be able to still do the screw Nevada bill is a potential. So to be in that discussion and make the citizens aware of what the opportunities are versus the negatives. And let Nevada decide at the end of the day instead of politicians constantly taking the stance of their own views or individuals that have one view or another. Let Nevada decide that.
Okay, but you know, as a congressman, what do you think the opportunities potentially are?
Well, I think there's a number of opportunities, but let's have that discussion.
Do you want to state any of them here?
I think that until that comes to that point, I think there's the opportunities could be limitless. I know there's dollars out there that are available. Is that the right thing?
For example, dollars available for?
Well, maybe we could do the construction of those containers, shipping containers. You know, that's a large amount of money. From my understanding, that could be anywhere from $950 to $1.2 million per container. When you add that up over a 35-year period, that's a potential. Highway, maybe we could hold up, get some access to our I-11 funding moved ahead somewhere along the line. Maybe, you know, bullet train opportunities. You know, there's the eyes, education opportunities. Who knows what those opportunities are? I'm just saying let's have that discussion.
Okay, and would that include storage?
I'm sure that's what they're going to have, is including that storage. You're not going to get it without that storage of being there.
And do you think it's safe?
Do I think it's safe? I will wait to review all the science on it. I am reviewing the science. I've got a stack of five manuals that have all that information. I've got other priorities at this point that I'm working on, and I believe that I'll prioritize that if that ever moves forward. I don't think it's going to go anywhere in this legislature.
No,
I think
for sure.
The president will definitely block whatever, so this is something right now I've got other priorities and things that I'm focusing on ahead of, and that chairman of those committees will move ahead.
All right.
Got to know Chairman Shimkus and had discussions, and he knows where I stand exactly. So it's, you know, if it's going to be tried to shove down our throat, I'll fight as hard as anybody out there.
All right.
If you want to discuss, let's discuss.
All right. Let's take a break. More with Congressman Crescent Hardy when we come back.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Crescent Hardy of CD4. We're going through a list of things that Senator Reid threw against you and wanted you to get your response. He said you're anti-everything. So my question is, what are you in favor of?
Boy, I guess I'd like to know what I'm anti-everything of. You know, we have a number of things that our offices already continue to work on. We're working on constituent services. I found out early on in this legislative process that if I think I'm going to have the opportunity to do things on the congressional level and make national influence, it's very unlikely until everybody else is ready to move forward with those decisions. But I can do things for my constituents. And I'm proud to say that I've got a staff there that's working hard on veterans issues, on Social Security issues, Medicare issues, city and local issues or county issues that people want to discuss. So those are the opportunities that I feel privileged to do. So to say I'm anti-everything, I don't know what that would be. Sometimes I think the senator uses his power and clout to throw darts against the wall and see what sticks. I'd ask the senator when you interview him later this week what some of those issues might be. I think he's anti-everything. He's not working with our Senate on the other side to move a budget through that. I think it's important to have a balanced as we can budget and move forward and make sure we finance those things in the appropriate manner that necessary without continuing to spend more than we take in.
Okay, so what would be at the top of your list of financing?
The top of my list is back to one of those enumerated powers is always the military. That's always going to be the military. The Air Force, Nellis Air Force Base out there is a $5.2 billion economy to our state. We need to make sure that we continue to help support those folks in the manner that they need to make sure that they're prepared for those things that may happen in the future. You know, I think when it comes down to this Iran nuclear situation, it's going to be those folks in the Air Force that are going to deal the first impact if that comes to that solution. Not looking for it, but I think there's other things we can do without going down that road. But I think we always need to make sure that they're prepared the best they can, giving them the best equipment, the best technology, the best opportunities to succeed in what they're called to do. At a national level.
Okay, but you said earlier that you don't want to spend more money than, you know, is currently in the budget. So where would you take away money to be able to pay for increased military spending?
I think we've already increased it. Like I told you a little earlier in our off-camera, we've increased the budget, balanced it, so to speak, and those overseas opportunities, we've given them a little more money to make sure that they can succeed at that point.
So. Let's talk about the Iran deal, because obviously that's going to be another huge issue that's going to be talked about over the next 2 weeks. Did you get a tremendous amount of pressure from AIPAC in terms of your vote on this?
Actually, just the opposite. It was quite impressive to say, you know, we want America's our allies. We want your support, but you guys have a decision to make. Let the choice be yours. Let the United States make their decision based on what they think needs to be done. They will do what they have to do.
And your vote at this point in time?
My vote is the same as it was before I went to Israel. I had an opportunity to take and review this piece of information to the extent the abilities are there. There are certain deals that we're hearing behind the scenes. I'd like to see those also. I'm still opposed to this this deal. I think it's a bad deal. I don't think there's anything that you can convince me at this point that would change my thought process. By denying it doesn't put us at war. It puts us in an opportunity to maybe continue those sanctions. People talk about how it's going to be economically devastating and other people are going to take that opportunity. I think they'd rather heavy economic relations with the United States before they'd like to have them with Iran. So I think those sanctions are what help bring Iran to the table. And I think those sanctions are going to continue to bring Iran to the table. Right now, we turn over $1.5 billion of money, revenue to the Iranians. I think
it's more like $150 billion, right?
Yeah, that's $150 billion. Well, I apologize, but to the Iranians, I think that it's going to give them the opportunity to say thumb their nose at us, so to speak, later on. So,
but the other world powers that are a part of this agreement are just going to start dealing with Iran on their own, and it's going to leave the United States without the ability to be a part of that economic pie. There is no other deal. I mean, that's the thing. You know, Ty Cobb, senior, who was a former advisor to President Reagan, he says there's no other deal. It's either this deal or no deal.
This is not a good deal. So I say no deal. We continue to put our economic pressure. You say that other countries are going to want to start dealing with them. I say that they'll consider, may consider it, but I think at the end of the day, we have some further challenges. We need to make sure that they have no ability to get that bomb. This is a bill, this legislation, or can't call it a treaty, this document assures them of the bomb down the road. Doesn't stop them, it just delays it.
And you don't even feel security for like the next decade.
I think that why would I leave that responsibility up to another generation, you know, my children, grandchildren, whatever. I think we have to do today what needs to be taken care of and stop that. You're going to start with nuclear proliferation all over the Mediterranean and the Middle East out there if this continues to move forward.
All right, let's take a break. More with Congressman Hardy when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Every day we help people hurt in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need our help?
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
I'm Carrie D. I've had moderate to severe plaque psoriasis most of my life. But that hasn't stopped me from modeling. My doctor told me about Stelara. It helps keep my skin clearer. With only 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses, Stelara helps me be in season.
Stelara may lower your ability to fight infections and increase your risk of infections. Some serious infections require hospitalization. Before starting Stelara, your doctor should test for tuberculosis. Stelara may increase your risk of cancer. Always tell your doctor if you have any sign of infection, have had cancer, or if you develop any new skin growths. Do not take Stelara if you are allergic to Stelara or any of its ingredients. Alert your doctor of new or worsening problems, including headaches, seizures, confusion, and vision problems. These may be signs of a rare, potentially fatal brain condition. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Tell your doctor if you or anyone in your house needs or has recently received a vaccine.
In a medical study, most Stelara patients saw at least 75% clearer skin, and the majority were rated as cleared or minimal at 12 weeks. Stelara helps keep my skin clearer.
Ask your doctor about Stelara.
You have to see it to believe it. It's Floor & Decor. No one has a larger in-stock selection of quality tile, wood, and stone flooring. Plus, you get the lowest prices. Top quality floors, rock bottom prices. To find a store near you, visit flooranddecor.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Crescent Hardy of CD4. You talked about constituent services, and one of the areas that you've worked very hard in constituent service is in the area of immigration. You've helped with immigration paperwork in your district. Am I correct on that?
I'm correct.
Okay. You also didn't vote for the repeal of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. What is your stand on immigration and immigration reform?
Immigration reform, I think we're making a mistake by not moving forward with reform. I think the first thing, like I've said all along during my campaign a year or so ago, that the most important thing we do is make sure that we seal the borders, not just at the southern border, but all four, all over, all angles, the ports, our northern borders, to make sure that we have a good access. But we need to fix our visa program to make it, we track better. We need to make sure that those that come here, you know, we know 40% of the folks at least came here on visas and just never left because of our lack of ability to track and do the things we're supposed to do. So I think we need to make sure that, that border security is at the top priority, and then we need to make sure that we come up with a system that makes sure that the immigrants that come here and the people that are here have a pathway to legal status, not necessarily citizenship, but I think that is yet to be determined how we'll deal with that exactly. I've got some thoughts.
You bring up an interesting point, and I'd like to raise that with you a little bit further. Legal status. You know, it's my contention that probably the majority of people that come into this country illegally or overstays their visas illegally don't necessarily want citizenship. They want the ability to come here, work, provide for their families, and have the ability to go back home and travel backward and forward, more like the 1960s Brass Row program, and then this constant talk about a path to citizenship. I don't think that that's the biggest deal. Your thoughts on that?
I agree with you. I think the biggest issue is people want to come here, have the economic opportunities to be able to provide for their families. I think this is one of the best places to do so. And as long as somebody's coming to this country legally and doing the process of providing that work abilities that we may need or may not need in some cases, we can thin those opportunities down. But I know from the agriculture side, right in my own district, we have over 3,000 immigrants that come here for 4 or 5 months every year to help harvest agricultural crops that are benefit and an economic boon for our state. So,
I talked to Senator Ted Cruz a couple of weeks ago when he was in Gardnerville for the big barbecue, and I asked him about sealing the border, and he said he would spend whatever amount of money as president was necessary. And I asked him, you know, are we talking $100 billion, $500 billion? He said, whatever it takes. Is that your thought, too?
I think you have to have a approach. It's a realistic approach, and we spend the money that we can have success at. I believe in 1986 that if the Congress would have funded the border security at that time that was brought up in the Reagan administration, that we wouldn't be having the challenges we have today. The bill was put in place in 1986 and has never been funded to the extent that it needs to be. And I think that's one of the enumerated powers that was given to the federal government and obligations they have.
And you are a constitutionalist, correct?
I believe that I'm a constitutional conservative.
Let's talk about Obamacare reform. Is it possible?
Is it possible?
Yeah. For this Congress, or perhaps the next Congress, to actually look at Obamacare and start to make changes, because there are some things that just aren't working.
I think it's definitely, it needs to be possible in the next administration. I don't know if you're going to make any changes this go around.
No,
we've tried. I think it has to be looked at and revisited, and there has to be changes that make it function better, provides better service at a lower cost. This fallacy of reducing our rates is non-existence. Yeah, maybe some people have got insurance now, but the they call it the copay or whatever up front, is the most expensive thing I've ever seen. So.
Well, it is getting crazy. The latest numbers out of Nevada are that you're going to see, for private individuals, a 10% increase next year. I, for example, have a $500 a month policy, but my deductible is $11,000. That's not insurance. That's catastrophic insurance.
That's not insurance. And you have to take what somebody tells you you're going to take. It is another issue that I have. So we're paying for things that I don't necessarily need. I think it needs to get back into private sector's hands, and that we can do some legislation to help make sure that things end up to doing so, and maybe end up with lower cost insurance, and maybe we'll be able to continue to provide the opportunity for everybody to have insurance.
Okay, but how do we get that done?
How do we get it done? Yeah. I'm not sure how we get it done at this point. It's not my expertise. I believe that this is part of the problem with the Obamacare. It didn't bring all of the private sector people into this to discuss how you accomplish certain things. The predictions that many people brought up, they knew it was going to happen before it ever was passed, because they weren't brought into the discussions. And when people are not on this hill are not willing to listen to the experts in the field, I can say what I want. I need to know a little bit about everything, but to say I know everything about everything would be inaccurate on anybody's lips to be able to say that. So I think we need to make sure that we bring the experts in and work with those type of people. That's my obligation, is to make sure I work with the experts in the field. So I do the best legislation possible.
And that's where we have to leave it. Congressman, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. And we'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this timeout.
What's inside the Spectrum Triple Play? All the brilliant HD, internet speed, and unlimited calling you need. Spectrum has all your favorite channels with the most free HD you can get, plus free primetime on demand to watch when you want. All for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. And only Spectrum surrounds you with the fastest internet, starting at 60 megabits per second. That's enough speed for all your devices with no data caps and a free modem for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. Then add unlimited nationwide calling with no added taxes or fees. Just $29.99 a month. Because nothing illuminates your home like the Spectrum Triple Play. Switch to Spectrum now for free HD, the fastest internet, and unlimited calling. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999 today.
This week at iMart Express, $20 gets you a complete pair of glasses. If you have $20, you've got a new pair of glasses at the $20 event. We'll have your glasses ready in about an hour, and every frame comes with a free one-year breakage warranty. Come in today for a complete pair of glasses for $20 at the iMart Express $20 event. This offer ends soon. Don't wait. Come in today. Now open in Reno on South Virginia Street next to Total Wine & More. And right now, use your insurance and get a second pair free.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association.
On our next broadcast, U.S. Senator Dean Heller. We'll see you then.